Nolte, NBC political reporter, falsely claims 2020 is first year with multiple female candidates. By John Nolte on February 12, 2019. NBC political journalist Mariana Sotomayor proved she knows nothing about politics or Google when she falsely claimed that 2020 was the first time in history more than one female politician ran for president. Oh, look, gals, squeed yet another overeducated media know-nothing. We've broken the patriarchal glass ceiling with a feministy first. Squee. 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 Listen, I'm not unreasonable. Even a political reporter for a major news network can be forgiven for being unaware of Shirley Chisholm and Patsy Mink running for the Democrat nomination in 1972. That's a tad obscure, and until I Googled it just now, I only knew about Chisholm. So maybe you missed that one. If you're a political reporter, you probably shouldn't, but. What about 2016? How do you miss 2016, you know, that presidential election where Carly Fiorina ran for the Republican nomination? Jill Stein ran on the Green Party ticket, and Hillary Clinton clinched the Democrat nomination. For those keeping score, that's three female presidential candidates. Sotomayor looks to be in her 20s, and 2016 is only a little over 2 years ago. Worse still, how do you miss something this gosh darned wrong for 15 hours? Which is the length of time Sotomayor's fake news lived on. How is blatant misinformation like this allowed to stand uncorrected on a verified Twitter account owned by a major network's political reporter for 15 hours? She did eventually delete and correct her mistake. Correcting an earlier tweet, what I should have written is that the field of Democratic women presidential candidates is the largest in history, she tweeted Monday. These major news outlets want us to take them seriously, but time and again they hire these woefully inexperienced millennials. Hand them unearned titles, give them a platform, and tell us we are deplorables if we don't prostrate ourselves in awe to their mighty journalism. All she had to do was Google. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.